Ain't that awful? Mrs. Riley said sadly. What Angelo's going to do if he gets himself kicked off the force? And him with three children to support?
There are a few challenging openings at Paradise Vendors for men with initiative and good taste, Ignatius said.
Listen at that nut, Santa said. Aw, Irene, you better ring up the charity, honey.
We're going to give him another chance. Maybe he'll hit the jackpot.
I don't know why I bother talking to you, girl,
Santa sighed hoarsely.
I'll see you tonight, then, about 7. Claude says he's going to come over here. Come pick us up, and we'll take us a nice ride out to the lake for some of them good crabs.
Woo, you kids sure lucky you got me for a chaperone. You two need one, especially with that Claude around.
Santa guffawed in a voice huskier than usual and hung up.
What in the world do you and that old bard babble about? Ignatius asked.
Shut up!
Thank you. I see that things about here are as cheerful as ever.
How much money you brought in today? A quarter?
Mrs. Riley screamed. She leaped up and stuck her hand into one of the pockets of the smock and pulled out the brilliant photograph.
Ignatius!
Give that to me! Ignatius thundered. How dare you besmirch that magnificent image with your vintner's hands?
Mrs. Riley peeked at the photograph again and then closed her eyes. A tear crept out from beneath her closed eyelids.
I knew when you started selling them weenies you was gonna be hanging around with people like this.
What do you mean, people like this?
Ignatius asked angrily, pocketing the photograph.
This is a brilliant, misused woman. Speak of her with respect and reverence.
I don't want to speak at all,
Mrs. Riley sniffed, her lid still sealed.
Go sit in your room and write some more of your foolishness.
The telephone rang.
That must be that Mr. Levy. He already rang up here twice today.
Mr. Levy? What does that monster want?
He wouldn't tell me. Go on, crazy. Answer that. Pick up that phone.
Well, I certainly don't want to speak with him,
Ignatius thundered. He picked up the telephone, and in an assumed voice rich with Mayfair accents, said,
Yes?
Mr. Riley?
A man asked.
Mr. Riley is not here.
This is Gus Levy.
In the background, a woman's voice was saying,
Let's see what you're going to say. Another chance down the drain. A psycho escaped.
I'm terribly sorry.
Ignatius enunciated.
Mr. Riley was called out of town this afternoon on rather crucial business. Actually, he is at the State Mental Hospital in Mandeville. Since being so viciously dismissed by your concern, he has had to commute back and forth regularly from Mandeville. His ego is badly bruised. You may yet receive his psychiatrist's bills. They are rather staggering.
He cracked up?
Violently and totally. We had something of a time with him here. The first time that he went to Mandeville, he had to be transported in an armored car. As you know, his physique is rather grand. This afternoon, however, he left in a state patrol ambulance.
Can he have visitors at Mandeville?
Of course. Drive out to see him. Bring him some cookies.
Ignatius slammed the telephone down, pressed a quarter into the palm of his still sniffling, blinded mother, and waddled to his room. Before opening the door, he stopped to straighten the Peace to Men of Goodwill sign that he had tacked to the peeling wood. All signs were pointing upward. His wheel was revolving skyward.